Imagine a virus sweeping college campuses nationwide that kills more than 1,000 students every year. Now imagine that this virus causes a brain infection that triggers dangerous behavior and as a result will lead to more than 1 million physical assaults, sexual assaults, and injuries among college students in 2013. Such a virus would be on the front page of every newspaper in the country, but when alcohol causes exactly the same set of problems, it rarely surfaces for discussion, let alone action. Drinking on college campuses is a national epidemic. In 2011, more than 2 in 5 college students acknowledged binge drinking in the last month. This is defined as 5 or more drinks on an occasion for a male and 4 or more for a female. In Maryland, 83% of college students under age 21 reported drinking alcohol in the last year, higher than the national average. About 1 in 5 of our college students meets the criteria for an alcohol use disorder, and thousands of our students say they have driven cars under the influence. These statistics concern me as a public health official, a pediatrician, and as a parent. I care not only about the health consequences of drinking in college, but about the educational impact as well. Alcohol can knock young people off of their life's trajectory at a critical moment in their growth and development. Recently, Maryland colleges have stepped forward to address alcohol problems head-on. Leaders from Johns Hopkins and the University of Maryland have joined with their counterparts from other 4-year and community colleges to create the Maryland Collaborative to Reduce College Drinking. With support from the state's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the Collaborative recently issued a comprehensive report and distributed information about proven ways to tackle the problem. These are online at marylandcollaborative.org. It turns out that what works goes far beyond brief educational presentations during orientation week. Campuses need to work with their communities to reduce the availability and marketing of alcohol to students and enforce laws. College health students have to recognize problem drinking and help students get treatment. I've recently visited Frostburg State, where the president has made reducing college drinking and its consequences a personal priority. Other presidents are doing the same. An especially important part of the solution is the role of parents, starting before students enter college. Effective campus programs both encourage parents to ask about their children's alcohol habits during the transition to college and tell parents when there are violations of the university's policies. This year, the Collaborative is working on a website to educate parents about college drinking and ways they can help. I'm grateful for the leadership of Maryland's colleges. Only by bringing the challenge of alcohol on campus to light can we protect our young people and their futures. This is Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for WYPR, your NPR news station.